Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. A warm evening across Israel tonight. Clear skies in Jerusalem, while Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle sea breeze. In Haifa, the temperatures are mild, making it a pleasant night to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel and Lebanon have resumed negotiations in Washington. This follows Hezbollah's claim that the IDF violated a ceasefire. That's from the Jerusalem Post in the last hour. Also, an Israeli citizen, Michael Mizrahi, was killed in a shooting in Montreal. The attack also claimed the life of a police officer, reported by JTA earlier today. Also this hour, talks between Israel and Lebanon will include discussions on the remains of Ron Arad. Al Jadid reported this just a short time ago. Separately, the Lebanese president declared they will accept no outcome other than an Israeli withdrawal from Lebanon. This statement comes as new talks with Israel begin, reported by Israel Hayom earlier today. And finally, Michael Mizrahi, a key member of Montreal's Jewish community, has been identified as the shooting victim. News from Forward, coming in an hour ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Amichai Stein, a journalist, posted just minutes ago about the ongoing talks. He expressed concern that the negotiations are in danger of failing. Raylan Givens, an Israeli commentator, also highlighted fears of the talks derailing. He reiterated points about Iran's influence in Lebanon. I24NEWS English reported that Israel's foreign minister Saar stated Hezbollah and Iran are undermining Lebanon's sovereignty. Now for more on those stories, starting with the renewed talks in Washington between Israel and Lebanon. According to the Jerusalem Post, these negotiations follow Hezbollah's accusation that Israeli forces fired on civilians. The talks include discussions on a potential prisoner exchange involving Ron Arad's remains. The outcome could impact regional stability and future relations. Turning to the tragic news from Montreal, reports from JTA indicate that Michael Mizrahi, an Israeli citizen, was shot and killed. The motive remains unclear, with authorities still investigating. This incident has sent ripples through the Jewish community in Montreal, raising concerns about safety and anti-Semitic violence. Meanwhile, the Lebanese president has made a firm stance in the ongoing talks. As reported by Israel Hayom, he stated that Lebanon will only accept an Israeli withdrawal. This hard-line position underscores the challenges facing diplomatic resolution. The outcome of these talks could redefine the power dynamics in the region. In financial news, first, Israel's Minister of Economy, Barkat, accused media, break time as 10 leaders of EMS and business tycoons of undermining the Basket of Israel initiative. This comes from a press conference covered by Israel Hayom Business earlier today. Separately, CTEC reported that the ongoing conflict has highlighted limitations in AI technologies. Israel must now focus on developing trustworthy autonomous systems. And finally, Globes reported that Tel Aviv University has improved its position in the QS World Rankings, despite academic boycotts. This marks a significant achievement for Israeli education on the global stage. That's all for now, from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.